We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye. In conclusion, that we know your family's work that land for years. If we can be of assistance during your transition, please hesitate to call us here. This underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Winter season, the health organization says some countries are reporting as many as 15% of patients infected with the new H1N1 variant require hospitalization. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Are you about to lose your home? Do you need a lower mortgage payment? Mortgage Restructuring Solutions is one of the only mortgage modification companies that has earned an A rating at the Better Business Bureau. Plus, they are one of the few companies approved by the Department of Real Estate. If they take your case and can't get you a modification, they'll give you 100% of your money back guaranteed. Call for a free consultation now, 800-579-4409. They want to help you. Call now, 800-579-4409. That's 800-579-4409. 800-579-4409.
Two deadly blasts have shaken Iraq today. The death toll in the suicide car bombing about 190 miles north of the capital of Baghdad has risen to at least 9. It was aimed at a police station. 4 of the dead are police, and a police source says the death toll may continue to rise. At least 11 other people were wounded. In a separate incident, a car bomb left at least 6...
Thank you. you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that.
At 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay. I see from townhall.com, Chuck Norris writes, dirty secret number one in Obamacare. Healthcare reforms are turning into healthcare revolts. Americans are turning up the heat on congressmen in town hall meetings across the U.S. While watching these political hot August nights, I decided to research the reasons so many are opposed to Obamacare to separate the facts from the fantasy. What I discovered is that there are indeed dirty little secrets buried deep within the 1,000-plus page healthcare bill. Dirty secret number one in Obamacare is about the government's coming into homes and usurping parental rights over child care and development. It's outlined in sections 440 and 1904 in the House bill under the heading of Home Visitation Programs for Families with Young Children and Families Expecting Children. The programs, provided via rights to states, would educate parents on child behavior and parenting skills. Did you hear that, listeners? What we have here in the health care bill, according to Chuck Norris, is that they want to visit your home to teach families, to teach parents of young children and expecting children, children on the way, in other words, pregnant women. They want to educate you on child behavior and parenting skills. So now the government, I guess, is going to be, if they get this health care initiative passed, they're going to be sticking their nose into your family life and telling you how to raise your kids. I'm sure that, see, this is the problem with what, with making government health care, allowing the government to run your health care system. Because suddenly it becomes their business on proper nutrition, proper discipline, anything that can affect the health of a child, or the health of a human being. They will tell you how to raise your kids. They say the bill says that the government agents, quote, well-trained and competent staff, unquote, would provide parents with knowledge of age-appropriate child development in cognitive, language, social, emotional, and motor domains, modeling, consulting, and coaching on parenting practices and skills to interact with their child to enhance age-appropriate development. Now, Chuck Norris says, are you kidding me? With whose parental principles and values? Their own? Certain experts? From what field and theory of childhood development? And if there are one-size-fits-all parenting techniques, do we really believe that they would contextualize and personalize every form of parenting in their education, or would they merely universally indoctrinate with their own? Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is, having these health panels, these health people coming into your home, coming into the home of expectant children, they're fishing. They'll be fishing for information. They'll be gathering intelligence upon the family. In the third hour of the show, if everything goes as planned, we should be visiting with Eleanor White. Eleanor has been working for many, many years to expose the crime of organized stalking. And to me, this issue of organized stalking ties very closely in with community-oriented policing services. Because what we have going on here with community-oriented policing services is people watching each other. The Department of Justice has a weed and seed program where they try to weed out people in the community that are troubled, that are trouble people, that they brand as people that are trouble in the community. And so this harassing and stalking of individuals by gangs of people goes forward in a major way. And it's an organized situation. So we're going to be talking with Eleanor in the third hour about that issue. As we continue on, though, Chuck Norris says, are we to assume the state's mediators would understand every parent's social or religious core values on parenting? Or would they teach some secular, progressive, and religiously neutered version of parental values and wisdom? And if they were to consult and coach those who expect babies, would they ever decide circumstances to not be beneficial for the children and encourage abortions? One government rebuttal is that this program would be voluntary. Is that right? Does that imply that this agency would just sit back passively until some parent needing parenting skills said, quote, I don't think I'll call my parents, priest, or friends, or read a plethora of books but I'll go down to the local government offices to the contrary. The bill points to specific targeted groups. Did you hear that? Targeted groups, listeners, and problems on page 840. The state, quote, shall identify and prioritize serving communities that are in high need of such services, especially communities with high proportion of low-income families, unquote. Are we further to conclude by those words that low-income families know less about parenting? Are middle and upper-class parents really better parents, less neglectful of their children, less needful of parental help and training? Is this prioritized training not a biased, discriminatory, and even prejudicial stereotype and generalization that has no place in the federal government, law, or practice? Anyway, the article continues on from there. I'm going to leave that there in the interest of time because there's so much to talk about. But you can go to governamerica.com right now. It's on the main page at the top of the headlines. And just one more reason, ladies and gentlemen, to oppose socialized government-run health care. As we continue on, I told you folks, well, here, let's cover this. This comes from CNET. Bill would give President emergency control of the Internet. Now, we've told you folks that I think it was Jay Rockefeller introduced a measure, the Cybersecurity Act of 2009, which would give Obama, or whatever president happened to be in power at the time, the ability to pull the plug on the Internet. Well, because of concerns about that bill, largely because of the Internet, by the way, ironically, the replacement, the revision, has been made, and it is S-773. They say Internet companies and civil liberties groups were alarmed this spring when a U.S. Senate bill proposed handing the White House the power to disconnect private sector computers from the Internet. They're not much happier about a revised version that aides to Senator Jay Rockefeller, a West Virginia Democrat, have spent months drafting behind closed doors. CNET News has obtained a copy of the 55-page draft of S-773, which still appears to permit the president to seize temporary control of private sector networks during a so-called cybersecurity emergency. The new version would allow the president to declare a cybersecurity emergency relating to non-governmental computer networks and do what's necessary to respond to the threat. Other sections of the proposal include a federal certification program for cybersecurity professionals and a requirement that certain computer systems and networks in the private sector be managed by people who have been awarded that license. Folks, the bottom line is they have to get us off the Internet. They have to do something, even as Hillary Clinton said years ago. It's just amazing what can be, it's just frightening what can be disseminated. I don't know what we can do regulatorily, but we're going to have to do something. And, of course, she was reacting to the Monica Lewinsky mess. But, folks, we have all the works in place. All the works in place are for totalitarian control, and certainly the information war is a major part of this. As we continue on here, I see from the Los Angeles Times lots of information coming out about the CIA. A Central Intelligence Agency staged mock execution, wielded power drill and interrogations, secret report says. It's from the LA Times. They say the CIA staged a mock execution and brandished weapons, including a gun and a power drill, during interrogation sessions with detainees. Why are they called detainees, listeners? To get around the Geneva Conventions so that they can torture people, so that they can hold them without charges? That was according to a long, secret internal CIA report expected to be released Monday, and it was. Details of this report continue to leak out. The episodes are part of a catalog of abuses, they say, a 2004 report by the CIA's Inspector General that has prompted Attorney General Eric Holder to launch an investigation. Where do government investigations go, folks? Absolutely nowhere. So what is this all? Window dressing. We have to take a break here. We'll come back and continue. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network, We'll be back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, governamerica.com is the website. I highly encourage you to go there and check out all the information, the headlines there, lots of other information there as well. Governamerica.com, information that we'll never get to on the show because there is just too much there to cover. As we continue on, I was talking about the CIA report that's been released, a lot of the abuses. And the question I think everyone needs to ask is why now? Why are they releasing this report now? These things have been in the undercover, so to speak, for a long, long time. And we know that Obama's approval ratings are in the toilet right now. And so more and more people, and I think part of the reason why his approval ratings are in the toilet is because, ladies and gentlemen, people are waking up to the con game that there's a difference between these parties. People are realizing that there is no difference. It's status quo. One administration from the opposing party picks up right where the previous one left off. Could people finally be getting wise to the dialectical games that are in place? And so the Obama administration supposedly is coming out and investigating the crimes of the Bush administration. And yet, the same policies that are going forward will be continuing under Obama. From the World Socialist website, bad source, but we'll take information. They say the German news magazine Der Spiegel announced Saturday that it has obtained evidence that the security firm, formerly known as Blackwater Associates, was hired by the CIA to transport prisoners from Guantanamo Bay to secret prisons in Central Asia where they could be tortured. U.S. press reports late last week revealed that Blackwater had CIA contracts to carry out targeted killings, assassinations, and to load and service the missiles used by CIA officers to conduct assassination strikes against targets in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The report in Der Spiegel adds to a litany of crimes committed by Blackwater, which was renamed XEZ after five of its operatives were charged with mass murder in the slaughter of 17 Iraqi civilians on September 17, 2007, in a Baghdad square. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the more of these crimes that come out, the more of these situations of human rights abuses that the U.S. is engaged in, that our CIA is engaged in, that our executive is engaged in, and that Congress puts its stamp of approval on by looking the other way, not reeling in the executive branch of the government and these spook agencies that are operating behind the scenes, the worse we're viewed around the world. The United States has no moral authority now. We have no moral authority to be telling the rest of the world how to treat their people. We've lost it because we didn't really have it before, listeners. But we are not, this government is not an example for anybody. If it ever was, it certainly isn't today. And how are we being viewed? As Americans are hated around the world, it's not safe for us to travel because we are now targets of people that hate us because of what our government does. I'm going to skip some of these headlines. There's been a prosecutor that's been named now in the CIA situation, which, as I said before, government prosecutions, government investigations, are whitewashes, listeners. They never go anywhere. If anybody's ever prosecuted for this, it won't be for the people that are responsible for it. The Washington Post reports, new unit to question key terror suspects. Move shifts interrogation oversight from the CIA to the White House. This is another move. Another situation to make it look like that things are going to change when they're not. The New York Times is reporting, U.S. says rendition to continue, but with more oversight. So you see, the transfer of prisoners to secret terror camps, to secret prisons in various places overseas for detention and interrogation, so-called, are going to continue under the Obama administration, listeners. There's nothing that's going to change. This is the point. The Obama administration will continue the Bush administration's practice of sending terrorism suspects to third world countries, I think is what it's supposed to say, for detention and interrogation, but pledges to closely monitor their treatment to ensure that they are not tortured, administration officials said Monday. Human rights advocates condemned the decision, saying the continuing practice, known as rendition, would still allow the transfer of prisoners to countries with a history of torture. They said that promises from other countries of humane treatment, called diplomatic assurances, were no protection against abuse. Quote, it's extremely disappointing that the Obama administration is continuing the Bush administration practice of relying on diplomatic assurances, which have been proven completely ineffective in preventing torture. That was from the American Civil Liberties Union, and once again, in true dialectical fashion, controlled opposition, listeners. The ACLU was founded by communists. And so we have the communist-founded ACLU criticizing how people are being treated today. And this is what the Hegelian dialectic is all about, creating conflicts which lead to predetermined solutions when all sides of the argument are controlled. And that's the bottom line. We have another break coming up here. If you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. Let me know you're on the air, or we're on the air, and that you're listening. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors.
The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. As we continue on here, we see with the Afghanistan war, things are starting to get bloody now. Washington Times is reporting Obama warns of hard times ahead in Afghanistan. Dateline Phoenix, President Obama urged more than 5,000 veterans gathered in Phoenix to brace for a daunting and perhaps bloody period ahead in Afghanistan, but told them he believes this war is, quote, fundamental to the defense of our people. Quote, as I said when I announced this strategy, there will be more difficult days ahead, unquote, the president said at the annual convention of VFW. He continued by saying the insurgency in Afghanistan didn't just happen overnight, and we won't defeat it overnight. This will not be quick. This will not be easy. Keep in mind, Obama, when he was campaigning, pledged to bring U.S. troops home. We have the audio of that. We've played it on the show in the past. In a 35-minute speech to a group that harbors, in some cases, deep reservations about the president's war policy, Mr. Obama took firm ownership of the long-running Afghan initiative. The speech came as Afghanistan prepares for presidential elections on Thursday. Well, those elections have already taken place, so-called elections. And, of course, that's a fiasco as well, listeners, because there are charges that the elections were rigged And doesn't that just sound familiar, as we can't even have an honest election here in the United States? How do you think they're going to have an honest election in Afghanistan? Anyway, Obama is warning that the coming days in Afghanistan are going to be bloody. In the meantime, out of the UK, we see from the Independent, U.S. wants 20,000 more troops to fight Taliban, British and American soldiers to shoulder the brunt of surge's next phase. The commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan will ask 20,000 more international troops as part of his new strategic plan for the alliance's war against a resurgent Taliban, the Independent has learned. The demand from General Stanley McChrystal will almost certainly lead to more British soldiers being sent to the increasingly treacherous battlegrounds of Helmand, the Taliban heartland, despite growing opposition to the war. General McChrystal, tasked with turning the tide in the battle against the insurgency on the ground, has given a presentation of his draft report to senior Afghan government officials, in which he also proposes raising the size of the Afghan army and police force. So more troops will be going in, more British troops. They say 200 more British soldiers will be going in. That's just a drop in the bucket of what will be going in, listeners. There's going to be a lot more in the United States, you can bet. Not to mention the probably millions of mercenaries that we have over there already, right now. And for what? For what? What purpose is all this going on? 9/11 was an orchestrated situation. We know that. Anybody who's done the research knows that. We were never attacked on 9/11. It was an inside job. It was a shadow government job. The controllers of the Bush administration, the puppet leaders, pulled all of this off. And this is not a conspiracy theory. Anybody can do the research on September 11th. There's more than enough documentation. If you go to governamerica.com, click on 9/11 on the left-hand side, all kinds of information in there and a lot more elsewhere on the Internet from the sources. I'm not even going to go into it. It's pointless. As the anniversary is going to be coming up, we're going to be having more media lies about 9/11, and we still have these wars going on that will never end. From the Huffington Post, we see Gates. It's a mystery how long U.S. forces will be in Afghanistan. Dateline Washington. The Pentagon presented a grim portrait of the Afghanistan war, offering no assurances about how long Americans will be fighting there or how many U.S. combat troops it will take to win. Defeating the Taliban and al-Qaeda will take a few years, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said. With success on a larger scale in the desperately poor country, a much longer proposition. He acknowledged that the Taliban has a firm hold on parts of the country. Did you hear that? A firm hold. Why do you think that is, listeners? Why do you think the Taliban has a firm hold on the country? Could it be because the United States government is funding the Taliban? As I covered 2 weeks ago, in the months prior to September 11th, the Bush administration was funneling money to the Taliban in Afghanistan. They gave them money. And now we see more information coming out from National Public Radio, mainstream media source, listeners. Much of Afghan drug money going to our friends, it says. Steve Inskeep writes, one of the most revealing things we learned this week about the war in Afghanistan came in a Los Angeles Times report headlined, quote, Taliban drug proceeds lower than thought. He says, we've been told again and again for years on end that the Taliban were running their operations off the opium trade, clearing as much as $400 million per year. Now a Senate Foreign Relations Committee investigation says the proceeds are closer to $70 million. But that's not the real news. The real news is what's missing. If our enemies aren't taking as much money as we thought to provide protection to the source of raw material for 90% of the world's heroin, then who is providing that protection? And they say, apparently, the answer is our friends. The Times goes on to say, quote, in one of its most disconcerting conclusions, the Senate report says the United States inadvertently contributed to the resurgent drug trade. by backing warlords who derived income from the flow of illegal drugs. Did you hear that? I want to say that again, folks. This is important stuff here. Because what this boils down to, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that all these wars that are orchestrated, they're nothing but a fraud. American young men, America's finest, are fighting and dying for what? For what? When we're funding our own enemy, people. We are funding our own enemy. The Time goes on to say, in one of its most disconcerting conclusions, the Senate report says the United States inadvertently contributed to the resurgent drug trade. How inadvertent is it, listeners? They say, by backing warlords who derived income from the flow of illegal drugs. These warlords later traded on their stature as U.S. allies to take senior positions in the new Afghan government, laying the groundwork for the corrupt nexus between drugs and authority that provides the power structure today. NPR continues. The cost of this may well go beyond the effect on the heroin shipments. They say, when we sat down this week with Ayman Tarzai, director of Middle East Studies at the Marine Corps University and a native Afghan, he said the United States has lost credibility with the Afghan populace by allying itself with warlords who have been known across Afghanistan for many years as criminals. So there you have it, listeners. The criminals, the terrorists, the dictators, the totalitarianists are the ones that are always put in power wherever we go. It's the same no matter what country we invade. It's always the same story. Why? Why do you think that is? Because order out of chaos. Ordo ab chao, listeners. That's what it's all about. Creating the chaos, and out of the chaos, they can create their order. They say, we have, he says, this Ayman Tarzai said, we have handed a golden tissue to the Taliban. They first took power in the 1990s by charging that the existing government was corrupt. Now, they can say it again. Moving along here, we see from Reuters, who is funding the Afghan Taliban? You don't want to know. I'm doing this, folks, because it's vital information. People need to understand that these things are fraud. Everything we're being told today is a lie. Who is funding the Afghan Taliban? You don't want to know. From Reuters. Dateline Kabul. It is the open secret no one wants to talk about. The unwelcome truth that most prefer to hide. In Afghanistan, one of the richest sources of Taliban funding is the foreign assistance coming into the country. Virtually every major project includes a healthy cut for the insurgents. Call it protection money, call it extortion, or as the Taliban themselves prefer to term it, spoils of war. The fact remains that international donors, primarily the United States, are to a large extent financing their own enemy. This is the mainstream media talking here, folks. Mainstream media. And they're admitting that we're financing our own enemy. Everyone knows this is going on, said one U.S. embassy official speaking privately. It is almost impossible to determine how much the insurgents are spending, making it difficult to pinpoint the sources of the funds. Mullah Abdul Salam Zarif, former Taliban minister to Pakistan, was perhaps more than a bit disingenuous when he told the Global Post that the militants were operating mostly on air. The Taliban does not have many expenses, he said, smiling slightly. They are barefoot and hungry, with no roof over their heads, and no stone for their pillow, And as for weapons, Afghanistan is full of guns. We have enough guns for years, he said. The reality, they say, is quite different, of course. The militants recruit local fighters by paying for their services. They move about in their traditional 4x4s. They have to feed their troops, pay for transportation and medical treatment for their wounded. And, of course, they have to buy rockets, grenades, and their beloved Kalashnikovs. Up until quite recently, most experts thought that drug money accounted for the bulk of Taliban funding. But even here, opinion was divided on actual amounts. Some reports gauged the total annual income of about $100 million, while others placed a figure as high as $300 million. Still a small fraction of the $4 billion poppy industry. Now administration officials have launched a search for Taliban sponsors. Richard Holbrooke, a U.S. special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, told a press conference in Islamabad last month that drugs accounted for less of a share of Taliban coffers than was previously thought. Quote, "In the past, there was a kind of feeling that the money all came from drugs in Afghanistan," unquote, said Holbrooke, according to media reports. That is simply not true. The new feeling is less than half of the Taliban's war chest comes from poppy, with a variety of sources, including private contributions from Persian Gulf states, accounting for much of the rest. Holbrooke told reporters that he would add a member of the Treasury Department to his staff to pursue the question of Taliban funding. But perhaps U.S. officials need look no further than their own backyard. Anecdotal evidence is mounting that the Taliban are taking a hefty portion of assistance money coming into Afghanistan from the outside. This goes beyond more protection money or extortion of taxes at the local level. Very high-level negotiations take place between the Taliban and major contractors, according to sources close to the process. They say a shadowy office in Kabul houses the Taliban contracts officer, who examines proposals and negotiates with organizational hierarchies for a percentage. He will not speak to or even with a journalist, but sources who have spoken with him and who have seen documents say that the process is quite professional. The manager of an Afghan firm with lucrative construction contracts with the U.S. government builds a minimum of 20% for the Taliban in his cost estimates. The manager, who will not speak openly, has told friends privately that he makes in the neighborhood of $1 million per month. Out of this, $200,000 is siphoned off for the insurgents. If negotiations fall through, the project will come to harm. Road workers may be attacked or killed. Bridges may be blown up. Engineers may be assassinated. The degree of cooperation and coordination between the Taliban and aid workers is surprising and would most likely make funders extremely uncomfortable. One Afghan contractor, speaking privately, told friends of one project he was overseeing in the volatile South. The province cannot be mentioned, nor the particular project. He says, "I was building a bridge." He says the local Taliban commander called and said, "Don't build the bridge there. We'll have to blow it up." I asked him to let me finish the bridge, collect the money, and then they could blow it up whenever they wanted. We agreed, and I completed my project. This is where your tax money is going, folks. And these are where Americans are sending their children to fight and die on a regular basis. The whole process, listeners, is just, it's a rigged process. The whole war on terror is a fraud. It's a joke. And as long as we keep sending our children to fight and die in these wars, they will continue. Obama's not going to bring the troops home. Whatever president is elected after Obama, elected in being in quotation marks, because do we ever really elect any of these critters? But whoever takes over for Obama, they're not going to bring the troops home. Because wars reduce the population. Wars get rid of people. And people are a wart on their beloved earth, they believe. And this is what it's all about. So the wars aren't going to end because the wars control people. They control the population. They spend us into poverty. They bankrupt our nation. They take us down. And they are useful to fill the role of totalitarian world government system. And that's what we have being formed today right before our eyes. We're coming up to break time again. I'll continue with this. One contractor in the southern province of Hemland was negotiating with a local supplier. for a large shipment of pipes. The pipes had to be brought in from Pakistan, so the supplier tacked on about 30% extra for the Taliban to ensure that the pipes reached Lashkar Gah safely. Once the pipes were given over to the contractor, he had to negotiate with the Taliban again to get the pipes out to the project site. This was added to the transportation costs. Quote, "We assume that our people are paying off the Taliban," unquote, said the foreign contractor in charge of the project. In Farah province, local officials report that the Taliban are taking up to 40% of the money coming in for the National Solidarity Program. It's just insane what we see happening around us, listeners. It's absolutely nuts. We have to take another break. If you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
The capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, governamerica.com. That's www.governamerica.com. And the number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to take a break from this Taliban stuff here for just a moment. And let's go to the phone lines and let's talk to Park in Texas. Park, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
You know, we've always had trouble getting the truth from our governments, but Darren, when the government began to modernize, which is what they call it, it's just another word for public-private partnerships.
Yes.
What we've seen is, if the government finds a decent revenue stream, or our elected representatives find a way for some of these back pocket deals to come about, honesty and responsibility become casualties.
Yeah.
Or shall we say they become collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Darren, it's just a human trait, and these public-private partnerships have enhanced this activity.
Yeah, you know, I remember Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex in his farewell speech, you know, when he left office. And you know, those words ring true today, you know, as we see all this, these mercenary militaries being, you know, engaged in Afghanistan, Iraq, various places around the world, all these private contractors. You know, there's a whole industry here centered around these wars. So how can the American people ever expect these wars to end if, you know, you have an industry that's needing to be funded, you know?
A lot of revenue.
And our children are being sent off, and the blood that's being shed, it's blood money. You know, and that's what I'm trying to get through, I guess, to the American people, is that, you know, they can't hold these wars if you don't let your children go and fight and die. And I realize that there are consequences to refusing to go. But at some point, the American people are going to have to stand up and do what's right and say, we're not going to fight in your bogus wars anymore.
It goes with wars, but it also goes with most favored nation trade status agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's across the board with this modernization that we've seen take place. I don't know exactly what the answer is, but I do know where the problem is.
Yeah.
And our government's not going to change.
Right, absolutely.
Not without some major pushing.
The only place that we can make a difference is in our own, you know, standing up in our own actions, because that's really the one thing that we have control of.
And we used to have a certain amount of control over our cities and our state.
Yeah.
But once they started to get, you know, knee-deep in public-private partnerships, you know, the cloak of secrecy even got stronger with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's just dominoed right on down, buddy, right down the political ladder.
Yep.
Darren, I enjoy your show, partner.
Hey, I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot, sir,
for calling in. I hear the end of the hour music. Keep in mind, at the top of the third hour, we would be visiting with Eleanor White, so stay tuned for that, and also we have a second hour to go. In the second hour, we'll be taking John in Tennessee and Vicky. So stay with us, folks. This is Governor America. Hour number two is about to begin. Don't go away.
Introducing the new Go Berkey.